Since 2011, Boko Haram insurgents have waged a campaign against the Nigerian government and the country's citizens that's killed more than 20,000 people and forced millions from their homes. More recently, the group has been using children to carry out its deadly attacks. UNICEF reported Tuesday Boko Haram militants are increasingly using children to carry out suicide attacks in northeastern Nigeria at a rate four times higher this year than seen in all of 2016. Since January, at least 83 children were used as bombers, the majority of them girls under the age of 15. Ambassador John Campbell is the Ralph Bunche Senior Fellow for Africa Policy Studies at the Council on Foreign Relations, and he joins me now. Ambassador, what's driving this alarming increase in the use of children?
It's being driven by the very success of the tactic. Using children and using suicide bombers in general is something which is relatively new. There is no tradition of the use of suicide to advance political interests in West Africa. And in fact, the first suicide bombing was as recent as 2011. The use of suicide bombers has gone through various stages. Last year, for example, there was a particular focus on the use of women. Part of that is because female traditional dress in northern Nigeria made it possible to hide bombs. In a sense, the same is true with children. It's unlikely that a child going into a market is going to be subject to the same kind of scrutiny than an adult will be.
Do we know about the tactic, about what happens before a child wanders into a marketplace? Do they know what they're doing? Have they been trained, or are they being duped?
We don't know very much. We really don't. My own view is that there is probably a range of motivations. Some, I suspect, have been brainwashed. Some have been convinced that by carrying out the suicide act, the gates of paradise will open. Some literally are coerced into doing it. I suspect it's a whole range. But it's remarkable how little we actually know about how suicide bombers are chosen, how they're trained, and what their motivation is.
In the short time we have left, less than a minute, what do we know about popular support in northeastern Nigeria for the aims of Islamic militant groups like Boko Haram? The depravity of using children as suicide bombers, has that lessened public support?
There's no particular evidence that it has. The degree of popular support for Boko Haram is debatable. At least one Nigerian intelligence officer was quoted in the media last week as saying that in the city of Maiduguri, perhaps a third of the population was sympathetic to the aims and goals of Boko Haram. In other words, whatever the degree of support or lack thereof Boko Haram has, there is enough support that it can probably continue for a very long time.
That's Ambassador John Campbell of the Council on Foreign Relations. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.